When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to a brand new week. Hope you're doing okay out there in this holiday season as we approach the end of 2021. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School, the daily podcast all about ideas for making extra money without quitting your job. And we look at that question through all sorts of different angles, case studies, tips, ideas, actions, questions and answers, which is what we have today. A question we've never considered before, in fact. A listener is wondering about, is side hustling dependent on the broader economy? Or perhaps how much is it dependent on the broader economy? Does it matter what kind of project you're talking about? Is this generally speaking, how might it affect your plans and ideas? If you have an existing side hustle, let's say, or an existing small business, how much do you need to pay attention to what's happening in the economy? I'll bring you that detailed question and my answer in this short episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hello there, Chris. This is Angela, and I've been listening to the show since episode one. Over the past 2 years, the economy has been crazy. The stock market has reached new heights and everyone is quitting their job, and all while we're seeing huge supply chain problems around the world. I thought the pandemic was going to take us into a huge recession, but clearly I was wrong. You've talked about trends a few times. I'm wondering more about the big picture. How much of side hustling is dependent on the broader economy? Did people start taking on extra projects when they're worried about cash flow or losing their jobs? Is this a good time or a bad time to take a small or medium-sized risk? Thanks, and hoping you'll continue Side Hustle School next year.
Hey, Angela, thanks for being out there. Thanks for asking the question. Let's pick up on this point about taking a small or medium-sized risk. I believe it's always a good time to take a small risk. You know, a small risk is an investment in yourself. And that's why I'm advocating pretty much every day that people, you know, start projects that are going to diversify their income and therefore create more security for themselves. So I tend to think the question about risk is more relevant, like risk in the economy and such. It's more relevant for a business in which you're taking out a loan or otherwise making more of that medium-sized risk. You know, your big business, your life business, that kind of thing. We tend to focus here on things you can do without spending a lot of money and also where you'll know fairly soon how it's working. You know, that's the side hustle school way. So when it comes to the broader economy, like I'm sure people's behavior changes at different points and such, but we could divide it into market-specific impact and just the economy at large. So for market-specific, Angela mentioned supply chains. You know, if you're importing stuff from overseas, you already know that it's expensive and slow, especially these days. You need to increase the buffer time, potentially make backup plans if possible. But as for the economy at large, well, we saw during the pandemic that consumer spending went up in lots of ways. You know, it went down in categories like restaurants and cruises, but home exercise equipment and software and telecommunications and many others went way up, right? So generally, I think it's best to choose a project that's not really dependent on too many outside factors, that doesn't necessarily rise and fall based on what's happening with the broader economy or anything else. And so that way, you know, to go back to the part about risk, you have less of it in the first place. So I'm not always thinking like, what's happening in the world this week that's relevant for the side hustle that, you know, I'm going to recommend or that I want you to have for the next 3 years or whatever. It's okay to think that way, but I think you're going to be more successful by just, you know, looking at yourself and your skill set and, you know, the time available to you now and your goals and thinking about it from that context. So that's what I think about that. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Take care of yourself out there. Be sure to check up on somebody else as well. And I hope you'll subscribe or follow and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.